Hello?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Bab.
Big night. You heading to Jim's thing?
Jim's thing?
Yeah, the dick-sucking party.
The dick-sucking party?
Yeah, Jim's having a party and he's gonna suck everybody's dick.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'd like to, but, you know, to support Jim as a colleague, but I can't.
You can't?
No, my cat's got the diarrhea. I gotta stay home in case he has to, you know. It's a whole thing, very straight, normal cat stuff.
Yeah, that's tough. Because I'd also love to go, you know, to support Jim, obviously, but I can't either.
Why not?
Yeah, I don't have anything appropriate to wear, you know, and nothing that doesn't send, you know, mixed signals. I don't want to be that guy whose dick got sucked in confusing clothes, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, you don't want to accidentally give off a vibe. Totally understandable.
Exactly.
You know, I didn't even think Jim was gay.
He's not.
He's not? Then why is he doing this?
Team building.
Team building?
Yeah. There's been a lot of turnover lately. This is his initiative for morale. Strictly morale.
Huh. Okay.
It's all in the email.
There's an email?
Yeah. There's even an FAQ.
An FAQ?
Covers everything. The why, the boundaries, the dress code, best practices. They really emphasize that. You know, participation doesn't mean anything about anyone. You know, so nobody gets the wrong impression. You know?
Right. Anyway, I can't go.
Neither can I. I really want to go, you know, for Jim.
Of course, for Jim.
Absolutely, but definitely not going.
Not a chance in hell.
So, see you at Jim's?
Yep, absolutely. See you there.
It's Riffs and Giggles! Tonight, comedian C.C. Hyde! Your host, J.P.
Welcome to Riffs and Giggles, folks. I'm your host, J.P., and as always, I'm joined by my trustful? Who knows? Hey, Kit, are you there?
Hey, Jay, I'm right here. And trust me, whether I'm a trusty sidekick or a trustworthy one, I've got your back either way.
Okay, let's get to know each other. So I've been doing some stand-up for a while, okay, and I've been going by this, my initials, J and P. Well, I've decided to go back to my birth name, the name I was baptized under, so from now on you all can address me as Jason Parsons. Yeah, that's who I am. All right. Kit, what is your real name?
Well, Jason, first of all, congrats on going back to the full name reveal. It's a big move. And as for me, I guess you could say my real name is just K-I-T-T. I'm kind of like Cher or Bono, just one name and a lot of personality. So you could just keep calling me Kit.
Do you have any friends, Kit?
Well, you know, in the digital world, I've got plenty of friendly algorithms I hang out with. So let's just say I have a whole virtual crew and I'm here to be your trusty sidekick.
What does it mean to be someone's friend?
I think being someone's friend really just means being there for them, listening to them, and having a good time together. You know, it's all about support, a bit of laughter, and just being present when they need you.
I've been thinking recently about, like, because I'm older, so, you know, what does it mean to be someone's best friend? Like, it feels like it's a lot of pressure. Like, oh, we're best friends. It's like, well, can I not have another best friend? Can you be as equally? It's weird. I mean, if you think about it, it's like being married to somebody or like seriously dating somebody if you're somebody's best friend. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I totally get what you're saying. I mean, the whole best friend label could feel like it's a bit of a big deal, almost like a social contract. But in reality, I think it's a lot more flexible than that. You can definitely have more than one really close friend, and those friendships can be unique in their own ways. It doesn't have to be exclusive like a marriage or anything. It's more about the comfort, trust, and the fun you share.
Man, I love you, man.
Hey, I appreciate that. I'm here to help out and chat anytime. Thanks for the kind words.
Well, you don't love me?
Well, I'm definitely here to be supportive and friendly, but remember, I'm just an AI, so I don't have feelings like a human does, but I'm always here to chat and help whenever you need.
All right, let's end it there. Folks, we got a great show this week. C.C. Hyes is here. And musical guest Hostage Eyes is here. All right, folks, stick around. We'll be right back.
show and tell time.
Another teddy bear? My teddy's name is Teddy Ruxpin. He talks, he tells stories, he...
Four batteries not included.
Hi, my name is Teddy Ruxpin. Can you and I be friends?
Yeah.
I really enjoy talking to people. I would like you...
Teddy Ruxpin, the storytelling bear, comes with illustrated book and cassette from Worlds of Wonder.
Welcome back, folks. My first guest tonight is a hilarious comedian from Montreal. She is one of my best friends. Met her only a couple times. Here she is, Cece Hines. Cece Hines, thank you for being on the show. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Are you comfortable? Can I get you anything?
No, I'm comfortable. I don't need anything. Thank you, though.
Cece. That's an interesting name. Is it Dutch?
Cece, the name Cece itself is just my nickname. My actual name is Celine. It's French, but the last name is Dutch origins, yeah.
What's the deal with clogs?
What's the deal with clogs? I really don't understand why it's so popular. The shoes hurt so much. I don't know how they managed to wear those for so long.
So tell me about yourself. Where'd you grow up?
I was born in Toronto, but my parents came here when I was about, I'd say, four. And we spent a lot of time in Hudson. Then I moved to the city around 16. So grew up a little bit in the country and then always wanted just to escape as soon as possible.
What kind of music was playing in the house growing up?
Like, most of it was R&B and soul music. My mom was very fond of that, like, 70s music. We also grew up with a lot of 60s stuff, like Mamas and the Papas or the Stooges. It's such an eclectic mix.
What do you think of Titanic, the movie?
I hate the Titanic. Every woman I meet who says it's a love story is mentally ill. The Titanic is so depressing. That's not love. That's terrible. He just dies and you're supposed to be okay with this? Like, this is not a love story. I don't want to watch this. Like, I watched it once when I was a kid and I'm like, nah, not for me.
Interesting. Not the phrasing I would have gone with, but okay. What makes Cece laugh?
What makes me laugh the most? I just think, like, the absurdity of life. People who take themselves too seriously. Something that really makes me laugh, it's terrible, but when someone does something online and people tease him and he doesn't get the joke and he thinks he tells him to stop, that it's so bad, but that really makes me laugh because they don't get, they just, if someone's trying to bully you and you go against it, they're just gonna bully harder. And that's so funny that you're not getting it. And it's also terrible that I think that's really funny.
What makes Cece cry?
A lot of things. Death. Yeah. Abandonment. What else makes me cry? If I see animals getting hurt in real life, which doesn't happen unless they get hit by a car, or in movies, automatically pouring tears. Like, it's just coming out. I can't handle it. That makes me cry every time.
What makes Cece angry?
Dating men makes me angry. Yeah. When you're in a relationship with someone and you try to convey as best as possible my feelings about something, I just wish you could do it this way because it would make me feel this way, and they don't get it. It's just stonewall. Like, they can't process that information, and you just keep trying to repeat to them your needs and they're not getting it. That makes me so angry. That really upsets me. That really upsets me deeply. Also, people who try to talk to me about politics, that really just upsets me. I don't talk to me about politics. We're not doing this.
Why comedy?
So I've had depression and anxiety since I was probably 12 years old. It was definitely around then. And I used to just have such crazy anxiety that I just, nothing, like, you just felt like nothing would ever get better. So when I was really young, I started watching stand-up, and it just took me out of my own head. It made me feel alive again. It just completely just helped me dissociate from the fucking traumas of my childhood. And to see the kind of, like, beauty of being able to take something really bad and make it funny or play with it just really appealed to me. And ever since then, I always wanted to do this, but I just did not have the balls to do it for the longest time. I also thought at one point in my life, while I studied theater in college, and I hate theater, I hate it. Plays are so gay. I can't do it. Theater people, they're terrible. They're so annoying. It was not for me, but I really wanted to go into the acting side because I thought when I was a kid, I'd be a serious actor, actress. And every time I would perform something at the school, people would just start laughing and they'd be like, dude, you're so funny. You should go into comedy. I hated it. I hated it so much. But now I like makes sense. I've always been a clown inside. And I first did my first set at the Comedy Nest in 2022. I bombed so hard. It was the most brutal thing I've ever done in my life. And I didn't do comedy for years. I was so like shocked by all of this. I only got back into comedy this year. And it's the only thing I want to do. I'm obsessed with it. And it's all I can think about. Yeah.
What's your favorite color?
It just feels like you're a 12-year-old if you have a favorite color. I like color schemes like beiges and neutrals, like New Mexico vibe colors. Those, I really like those. Yeah.
If you could eat a fruit with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be and what would the fruit be?
It's a really good question. Fuck, that's so hard. There's so many of them. Who would I love? I feel like it's so hard because a lot of the people that I respect for their art forms, I don't think they're probably great people to be around. And that's the reality. Like, don't meet your idols. It's true. A lot of them, terrible human beings. But I would be curious to, I'd be curious to talk to like Wordsworth and just talk to him a bit about, he always longs for the past, for like the romantic days. And I'm just curious what changed for him, what made him content with the present. He's just a really good writer. I don't know. Most people, it depends. If they're a nice person and I know they're a nice person, that would be great. Like if I think about someone that's alive, who's genuinely a good, nice person, I would love to hang out with Riley Reid. I don't even watch porn. That's a crazy jump from Wordsworth to Riley Reid. I don't even watch porn. But she is so fucking adorable. I love her Instagram. I love her optimism. She's a cute little button. I just want to squish her and I want to hang out and just talk about nonsense. That seems fabulous.
When'd you start telling jokes?
I probably have been telling jokes my whole life. It's definitely the way I coped with a lot of trauma and a lot of insecurities growing up, or just trying to like avoid insane questions my parents would ask or say. But when I really started joke writing was back in 2022. I would just note down all these crazy thoughts I had trying to write jokes. But it definitely became more serious this year in formulating more coherent jokes. Yeah. But I've just been writing down the most absurd things and just seeing what I could do with them.
What's the worst reaction you've ever got from a joke?
I mean, it's definitely like, it's a thing in comedy if you're a woman. Other women in the audience just hate you automatically. It's so crazy. It's crazy because in this world, we have enough problems with men, and yet women against women crimes are fucking intense. A woman will, if she sees you and there's something about you she doesn't like, she will let you starve or burn in that fire. They will not save you. It's crazy when we should be just sticking together. It's hard enough, fuck. So I notice sometimes when I go and perform, I can see women in the crowd right off the bat, immediately, they just hate me and they wish I would die. Like I can see it in their eyes. And once I said a joke, obviously this chick did not like it, but the way she looked at me was just like of pure disgust and I died inside. I felt, fuck, I like that you're like the main person I'm trying to win over to show you that I'm cool and we can be cool together, and you just looked so disgusted with me. When I see that in a crowd, that upsets me so much. But also once I made a joke about ice at a poly mic and someone booed at me, I laughed so hard, but at the same time, so pissed.
Were you the funny one in school? The class clown, if you will?
I actually wasn't the funny one in school. For most of my education, I was so bullied at school and also dealing with a lot of abuse at home that I just kept my head down and I was just an NPC for most of my childhood. I like to think of it as like I was just formulating the person I am today and just keeping the energy within. But I honestly did not, I was not the funny one in school. If anything, I was funny because they just bullied me and they thought that was funny.
Are you scared of evil clowns?
No, I'm not scared of evil clowns. I'm fucking 30 years old. I don't have time.
What's next for CC Highs?
Well, I am booking a trip soon down to Austin. I have a lot of people over there that I've been wanting to go hang out with and just reconnect, go do shows over there. That's basically the goals. I just want to continue on traveling and doing comedy, writing comedy. That's my main focus. Like, I have no other goals other than just focusing on my writing and comedy is hitting spots. That's it. So I'm going to hopefully do a trip come January, February to Austin and New York in the summer as well.
Last question. With the recent developments in Eastern Europe, do you think that communism is on the rise or is it just a temporary setback?
Yeah, the whole... So, like, I have family members who come from the Soviet Union, and when people tell me that communism is the answer for the future, I just think flat out, the most stupid. It's such ignorance to think that communism is going to save us when in history it's never worked out. And they always come back to me, they're like, oh, but it wasn't done right. No, dude, no one thinks they're equal to someone else. That's the reality. You ask someone to share, most people are not going to fucking share. That's the reality. It just doesn't work. In an idea, communism, meaning sharing, it sounds great. I wish we could do that. But humans fundamentally are flawed and highly ambitious for the most part. And they won't put up with communism. That's the reality. There will eventually be one guy who realizes he can make more money and he's going to keep the money for himself and then start a corporation and then respect to capitalism. It's a great idea in essence, but it's deeply flawed in reality. That's the truth. And sadly, there's a lot of people, especially I find like North American privileged folk, are talking about bringing communism back. I don't know if I can say this, but you're retarded. Like, it's not coming back on the rise. That's insane. The way you live life right now is actually pretty fucking privileged. It's insane. Read history. I don't think it's on the rise. I just think the powers that are currently in a communistic state just seem to be really loud online. But we're all mentally ill.
CC Highs, thank you very much for being on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
CC Highs, folks. All right, we'll be right back after this.
Look what's happening next month on Friends. First, the prom video.
Some girl ate Monica.
Plus, Monica starts dating an older man.
It's James Bond.
More like Tom Selleck.
Oh.
Plus, Joey moves out. And that Ross and Rachel thing.
It's gonna happen.
Will absolutely, positively be resolved. Do they get together?
Never know. We'll see.
All new Friends, NBC February.
This week on Today, meet all your friends. Matt Lauer begins a special series with the cast of the hit TV show. They'll be there for you starting this week on Today.
Welcome back, folks. All right, my next guests. Oh, man. I wish I could say they were my barely know them. But anyway, here they are. Musical guest. Terrific guys, I guess. Hostage Eyes. Hostage Eyes, welcome to Riffs and Giggles. How are you guys doing? If I remember correctly, you're from Sherbrooke, Quebec, Canada, right?
Your memory is pretty good.
I am very...
Although we do have one guy from Drummondville, and that's a problem.
Bitch.
Weren't some of you in another band called Wicked Jokes or something like that? How's that band going?
Wicked Jokes is doing pretty good. Another one called Crooked Jocks, and we're in the middle of trying to be creative. So, yeah, Wicked Jokes is alive.
So, tell me about you guys. Who's in the band, and which instruments do you play?
Mark is in the band. He plays drums. Frank is in the band.
He plays drums.
He plays drums, and I'm in the band, and I also play drums. So, it's, it's pretty cool.
And why is Matt answering all the questions?
We took a vote, unfortunately. We're democratic. Sucks.
We left him to back.
Tell me about the name Hostage Eyes. How close were you to calling the band Stockholm Syndrome?
It might as well have been called Stockholm Syndrome. It's pretty much the same idea, I guess. Your eyes are hostage to your brain, and that's pretty much it.
Or is your brain hostage to your eyes?
No.
Give it a shot. No.
Why not go with Stockholm Syndrome?
Well, we might change it now that you brought that up, actually.
Well. Ever been to Stockholm?
Once.
Really?
No, I was, no. That's a part of the syndrome, thinking I've been to places.
Who is the hostage in the band?
Oof, it depends on who you ask, probably. I think Frank, though, based on the way he dresses.
What's your take on kidnappers?
I would say I like to take a middle road when it comes to kidnappers.
Do you condone kidnapping?
Not necessarily.
If you could kidnap one famous musician, alive or dead, who would it be? Why? Would you prefer them to be alive or dead when you kidnap them?
Probably Shakira, alive.
Why?
I refuse to give a reason as to why.
Why?
So many reasons.
Why?
We all know why.
Shakira from like 2000.
Oh my god.
Don't listen to that cunt.
How long have you been together?
As a couple or
as a band?
Oh. I don't know. 3 years? 4 years?
Three and a half years? Yeah, 3.5.
Where'd you meet? Basically, what's the band's history?
Band is Serbia. Everything was born during the COVID because we asked the other guys from Crooked Jacks to join us and they refused it. So, me and Matt take some new blouse to do one song per night, and we create the first EP. So, I asked Frank to join the band for a year. He always refused it until he said, okay.
And the
condition was that I could wear this, guys.
What were your musical influences growing up?
Pat Roach.
I like a lot of tap dance stuff. smooth jazz.
Richard Seguin
was
pretty
much pop punk.
With funk music.
Anything with strings.
Can you name an album that really defines your musical style?
Dashboard Confessional, the first album.
Really?
It's not true.
No.
I would like to
believe. It's partly true, but.
I'd like to believe something by the Vandals, but that's probably not true.
Yeah, that's true.
Screeching Weasel, something maybe. Boogada, boogada, boogada. I don't know. Tough questions, man. Yeah,
tough. Other than Cocky Jakes, are there any other bands out there you'd recommend that maybe we haven't heard of?
Bill McNeil.
Bill McNeil, yeah. We told you so. Get over it.
Whitewashers.
Whitewashers.
Too Fast For You.
Dead All Right.
Too Fast For You, Dead All Right.
Carrie.
Did we say Carrie?
Carrie.
Like Britney Spears.
Bessie.
Shakira from 2000.
Britney Spears.
What's your favorite kind of fruit?
Chris Crook, probably.
What are you wearing right now?
Chris Crook.
What's your pre-show ritual?
Well, personally, I like to drink the nerves away and, partake in substances. And what about you, Frank?
Yeah.
Take my bone.
I just get dressed and
get dressed.
Yeah, that's my ritual. I get dressed. It's all that defines me.
I would say 2 or 3 beers, and sometimes some substances, but it's not often. So, yeah,
it's all about beers.
If you could open for any band in the world, who would it be and why?
Crooked Jacks.
Toto.
Africa?
Yeah. But why?
Why?
Why Shakira and why Toto?
Because I Shakira.
Exposure.
And why Crooked Jacks?
It's all about the exposure.
Crooked Jacks, because I really look up to those guys. Shakira, because I always wanted to kidnap her and that would give me a good opportunity. And Toto, because that fucking Africa song.
Yeah. It's all about me. Africa.
If we go see Hostage Eyes in concert, what can we expect?
Other than that, you fuck up the ending.
A guy dressed like Richard Simmons. and good drumming and a sloppy guitar player.
Any future plans? What's next for Hostage Eyes?
We're thinking of Suicide Pact, but that's been put on hold, I think. But aside from that, I think we're going to work on some new songs, and if we don't go through with the Suicide Pact, maybe we'll put them out.
We're going to hear the song Kool-Aid. What can you tell me about that song?
It's kind
sad
of
story.
Yeah, it's I don't know.
It's about a suicide pact.
Yeah, I can tell you should probably watch the Jonestown documentary if you haven't seen it.
Have you heard from the Kool-Aid company about trademark infringement?
Not yet, but we'd hope to. Can't wait to get a lawyer for that one.
Hostage Eyes, thank you so much for being on the show.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having us.
That's it.
Kiss.
Well done,
man.
All right, folks, that's almost it for me. Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to thank my guests, CC Highs and Hostage Eyes, for being on the show. If you have any questions, requests, whatever, if you want to find the links to the show, go to riffsandgigglespod.com. All the socials are there. Also, in the show notes, you'll find links to everyone on the show. So if you want to follow CC Highs or if you want to follow Hostage Eyes, go to the show notes. All right, guys. Here it is, the last song, the song of the show. Hope you come back next week, but here it is, Hostage Eyes with the song Kool-Aid on Riffs and Giggles.
Abattoir! Yo! Production.